180 degrees.
Good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, Ohio Valley District. And as always, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. I'm sorry, I have to just take another few minutes to address our postal newsletter. Again, every once in a while, it's good to, I guess, report some comedy instead of always having to argue with my local. So I'm saying this is very relaxing and enjoy, and it's very relaxing for me to show you how much nonsense goes on in the post office on a daily basis. And on a comical note, I'd like to say to the current local president of Local 304 and his entire executive board. See, that's the newsletter that you should be trying to stop. See, because that's just garbage, and that's just insulting to the every postal employee in Ohio Valley District. Moreover, to employees working at Columbus, Ohio. See, this is the newsletter that you should be writing letters trying to stop. Okay, but nonetheless, I mean, it seems, and this is very sad. It seems that the acting plant manager has a very personal issue with mail handlers making $30,000-$40,000 in overtime. And I'm going to repeat that again, because then I'm going to dissect that to show you how silly it really is. But it seems that our acting plant manager has a real issue with mail handlers working overtime. He's got a real issue with mail handlers or postal employees driving nice cars. And in fact, it's been brought to my attention that his latest statement amongst many is the employees in Columbus, Ohio, who have the nice cars, the Cadillacs and the Mercedes and the boats, well, they're going to need a part-time job to pay for it. Now, I got to ask you, one would think just the fact that you are a postal executive, that I always understand that that is the mission plan to reduce as much as possible. But I also think under interpersonal skills and being able to connect with your employees, I'm sure that's not the corporate message. Now, let me tell you why I think that is so humorous. Here's a individual, postal executive, but he can't see the forest for the trees. You get upset at mail handlers for working a lot of overtime, but you allow your MDO's supervisors to pay no attention to your overtime desire list. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? You get upset at mail handlers for working overtime in excess of $100,000 in a lot of cases. I think that's your ceiling. But you are okay with supervisors not exercising your overtime desire list. Hey, let me help you a minute here, acting plant manager. If you took a look at your overtime desire list, look at the rotation. Is it in rotation? Do you notice how there may be six people, but only two people are constantly working? See, if you fixed the process, you arrive at your own solution. And so, again, and you know what really I find amazing? Why is it necessary for management to announce as if it was a festival that we're slashing overtime, where if you are a quality management staff, you just do what you have to do. You don't make those announcements. And you know, when you make those announcements, and listen to me very carefully, podcast audience, they cannot, yes, postal management cannot maintain that, because in order for them to maintain a complete reduction in overtime? Well, two things they have to do. One, hire a complement. And two, they got to get some supervisors who know how to supervise instead of antagonize. And to the supervisors, when I say antagonize, that's kind of a hard word. But I mean, you have to continue to ask employees to do extra because you are already aware management is not going to give you the compliment you need. When those employees get tired of extra, or when the extra discretionary effort they give you now becomes what you expect every day, see, now we develop a negative relationship, work relationship between you and your employee. So that's what I mean by antagonize. You get extra, and yeah, you get inside your feelings because employees won't continue to do more for you because you have already come to grips or resolved with the fact that management will never give you the staff you need in order for you to run an efficient and effective operation. Now, let's get back to the number one actor in this circus. And if you notice, folks, again, I'm going off of this newsletter. Oh, that's my main topic. But look around, and for some reason, I don't really understand his attempt to connect with employees. On one hand, we're so broke, and every time you turn around, he wants to have some kind of party or festival. Now, and again, I'm not trying to be Bah Humbug, but I'm just saying, we're broke. You got to cut overtime. Mail handlers got to sell their cars. No quality of life as per you, except for your parties. You see, in some cases, for you to continually tell us how broke we are, but we keep having your little celebrations in Columbus, Ohio, City Gate, then since you like to quote people, I guess you're saying, let them eat cake. I'd like to also say to the members of Columbus, Ohio, in fact, to Ohio Valley, as we hear all this hot air coming from our front office, what is it that has been accomplished that's tangible in the quality of your work life? See, sometimes that's what you have to look at. And again, nothing from my perspective, but, and I always say, if you look at or listen to the rhetoric coming from the head office and it makes sense to you, then you should become a part of it. Now, to most, it doesn't make sense, and that's where 180 degrees and Ken Hodge comes into play. Because, see, let me give you a little bit of my postal background or my postal knowledge. When everyone knows that the lead MDO is a vacant position in Columbus, Ohio. And for those who've been around the post office long enough, it's just respectful that the PC's executive, your plant manager, picks the second in charge. Now, I know that the current plant manager is acting, but I want to tell Ohio Valley some terrible news. If you were to ask me, based on how managerial selections are made in the post office, the fact that headquarters let the current acting plant manager hold the board for the lead MDO, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and this is one time, oh, how I hope I'm wrong, the current acting plant manager, if I was a betting man, I would say is going to be your actual plant manager. So from a union perspective, now it becomes even more imperative that we elect Kenneth Hodge as your new local president. Because I want to tell you something, with your current local president and the current acting plant manager, if that became a permanent combination, Ohio Valley, you would suffer beyond repair. And if you think, again, I'm just delivering that super hype. No, I mean, ask mail handlers who worked in the Cleveland plant area what your current local president and the current acting plant manager, that tandem, has done. So again, if we understand the past, it should help us better prepare for the future. Look at when that tandem got together and brought it to Columbus, Ohio. That was not a good time for the mail handlers in Columbus. 50 casuals over compliment with no compensation at all to Columbus, Ohio. So keep these issues in mind, because I'm going to keep them in front of you as I continue to show you. Kenny Hodge is fit for the job. Kenny Hodge has the knowledge for the job. Kenny Hodge has the drive and compassion to be an outstanding local president, and I need your support to make that happen. Vote Kenny Hodge, 180 degrees, new direction, and let's put a stop, or at least slow down the acting plant manager in Columbus, Ohio, and stop his mismanagement throughout Ohio Valley. And let me say this, when I say mismanagement, I want to say his mismanagement leads to unfair treatment of mail handlers. That's my concern. And to the members of the Postal Service that are forced to sit in these celebrations, as he's giving away gifts and gift cards, oh, by all means, accept them with a smile. But just understand, because I accept your gift card, don't think I accept that nonsense that you're trying to eliminate jobs, or don't think I accept the fact that you don't respect my bids to the point where supervisors just assign you willy-nilly. Don't think all that's accepted as I'm accepting this gift that you're giving me. Have a great day, and keep your eyes open, mail handlers. You will be surprised at what you see.